Years on, I left. I didn't apply for the job. They came and asked me to do it, and started working again in the forest. And I got the job as sawmill foreman up here with 30 men. I did it because my wife was in hospital, and it was handy for the phone. She was a year in Edinburgh Hospital. I used to go down every weekend to see her. And stay with a cousin of hers, which charged me the bed and breakfast. So I stayed the night and went home the next night.
That was a long time, a whole year.
I saw the fourth bridge getting built. Not the railway one.
The road bridge. And now they're building a new one.
That's right. Yeah. So you used to have to rush down to get onto the boat, the ferry, to get across. Firm that I was working with, which was Firm Symes, and it was their grandson that was running it. As time went on, it was an old established firm, and when it parked up altogether, they parked it up because there was two or three aunties that was left as Symes.
Oh.
And that is why they popped it up.
Right.
Because they were wanting their money out, you see, and all the rest of it, so.
Was that about 7 years ago?
Oh, no, it was longer than that.
Is it longer than that?
Because another firm took it
another
over.
Another firm took it over, but it closed.
That's right.
About 7 years ago.
Oh, it's closed just recently.
Yes.
They never did anything about it, and it was that Nairn company that took it over. And they had a lot of trouble at their mill and no doing things to it. So they checked up to see this one and closed it down.
That must have been interesting to build the steam engine.
It was, yes. So that's when I started working with Landmark.
Did you build everything yourself?
No. I had to get people to give me a hand right enough. I was instigated of how it was built.
Oh, you knew how it would go. Did you have plans from somewhere?
No.
No, you knew it's all here?
Aye. It's no longer there now. They've stopped all that. And really, the way they stopped, the fellow that owns Landmark, David Hayes, he comes up. I see him every year. He comes up here with a bottle of whiskey to me every year since that. He comes up at Christmas time and sits and has a blither with me. So it actually boils down to they couldn't get anybody to work it. They worked it a while after I finished there, but it was, you could see them taking the horse down to the field and they were walking in the wrong side of him and all the rest of it.
Oh.
You know, so it really worked out that they were losing the older people that could do that sort of thing.
When they closed it down, did they sell it on to a museum or something?
It did. The engines went to Newton Moore. That's what it does.
The Folk Museum.
That's right.
Yes.
They said, Donnie Pullard and the Hammett managing director down here, he said to them just to get in touch with me if they wanted. I'd keep them right, so.
Yes.